Stay tuned for Africa News Tonight, coming up right after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Ira Melman reporting the United Nations takes aim at the racial divide in the United States. UN human rights experts called on the United States and its leadership today to unequivocally and unconditionally condemn racist hate speech and crimes and to carry out investigations. The statement issued by the UN Committee on the Elimination of Racial Discrimination stopped short of criticizing U.S. President Trump by name, but it did say the committee was disturbed by the failure at the highest political level of the United States to unequivocally reject and condemn the racist, violent events and demonstrations. Trump revved up supporters Tuesday with a defense of his response to a white supremacist organized rally in Virginia.
Here's what I said on Saturday. We're closely following the terrible events unfolding in Charlottesville, Virginia. This is me speaking. We condemn in the strongest possible terms this egregious display of hatred, bigotry, and violence. That's me speaking on Saturday, right after the event. So I'm condemning the strongest possible terms, egregious display, hatred, bigotry, and violence. Okay, I think you can't do much better, right?
Well, at the U.S. president's rally in Phoenix, however, Mr. Trump omitted the phrase he used in his original comments, leveling criticism on both sides of the demonstration. At the Phoenix rally, President Trump said he is willing to risk a budget crisis in order to honor a campaign pledge to build what he called an absolutely necessary wall along the U.S.-Mexico border. He told the crowd, if we have to close down the government, we are going to build that wall. This is VOA News.